Yeah, this is just one more piece in the puzzle of how this unique fish group came to dominate the icy ocean around Antarctica. That these fishes acquire internal ice that they might not be able to get rid of shows us that there were many challenges that these fishes had to overcome as they adapted to freezing seawater. It also tells us something about evolution, that is, adaptation is a story of trade-offs and compromise. Every good evolutionary innovation, like the antifreeze proteins, probably comes along with some bad, unintended effects. We also show that there's superheated ice inside these fishes. So in the summer, when the seawater temperature warms up, this internal ice persists inside these fishes at temperatures at which basic physical principles say it should be melted. We call this superheated ice, and this is the first time that superheated ice has been shown to occur in nature. Finally, this is the first long-term temperature record from one of the coldest marine environments in Antarctica, McMurdo Sound. So because of our study, we now have a baseline to compare to as climate change progresses.